Welcome back to Toby Talk with Dom
and Emma.
Episode 18, the spookiest things about volunteering.
Ooh, dun, dun, dun. Yep, so happy fall, everybody. And we know Halloween's coming up just around the corner, so we must be getting excited for, you know, all the candy and all the good stuff coming up around the corner. So we just want to let you guys know a few things that are coming up around the corner here at Lion's Heart as well, just to let you know. We just recently updated our frequently asked questions section on our website. Mm-hmm. So feel free to visit that when you get the chance. It's at lionsheartservice.org. You can go ahead and click on the About tab at the top and then click down at FAQs. And we have a whole new onslaught of questions, because we know you guys have come to us, you have questions about some programs, or maybe you're a prospective member and you have questions about what's it like to be in a group, what's it like to be an individual member, and those kinds of things. So we wanted to make sure that we had that information readily available for you. So feel free, check it out, explore, and continue to let us know any questions you have about Lion's Heart or volunteering in general. We'd be happy to address that for you. In addition, we've also received some feedback that you guys are interested in having the ability to update your email preferences for the volunteer opportunity email notifications. So that is something we've definitely heard you guys. We want to make sure that we're providing you the appropriate tools that you can use to make those modifications. So we're working with our IT team to make it an option for you to turn off those notifications, depending on which email addresses you have associated with your account. Yep. So be on the lookout. Probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll be unveiling that new feature. So all you would need to do essentially is go into your profile and check the box to make sure that your emails are opted in to receive those. So probably around November 7th, I believe, is the goal date. And again, we'll be sure to keep you guys informed once that process continues rolling. Yeah, and then again, for the most part, you know, just keep on checking your member toolkit for service project ideas and project toolkits, as we have some fall and holiday season of giving things coming up, and we know that you guys are looking for inspiration on service projects. So be sure to check those out, and again, let us know if you have ideas or if there's a certain focus area that you might need additional support on, or you need some meeting activity ideas. Just go ahead and let us know. Shoot us an email or connect with us on Instagram, and we'll be happy to address that for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the big announcements for now. So let's get into our spookiest things.
Ooh, all right.
Okay, guys. So considering Halloween is just around the corner, I know our fears and apprehensions might be more at the top of our minds this time of the year. And sometimes we can let what scares us the most keep us from trying new things, taking advantage of a new challenge, such as volunteering. So for many, the idea of volunteering can be pretty scary. I mean, I know when I first started volunteering, it was scary going on your own, doing things on yourself, and going to new places. Especially for those of us who might be pretty new to service, like those of you younger Lion's Heart members. So we have questions, you know, like what can I expect from the experience? Who will I meet when I get there? What will I even make? Will I even make a difference today or in the long run? Mm-hmm. And all those questions, you know, can be answered over time. And usually the answer is going to be, yeah, you will make a difference. Whether it's that day or over a year volunteering in the same place, you're going to make a huge difference. You're going to get a lot out of the experience and so will the people that you're helping.
Absolutely.
So it's completely understandable to have these questions. I mean, everyone does. So it's completely understandable, you guys, to have these questions, and it might feel uncomfortable at first when you take on a new volunteering experience. And after all, you're putting yourself out there and meeting new strangers and people and taking on a new responsibility that you didn't have before. So it's okay to be afraid, it's okay to be scared, but not to worry. With just a few shifts in perspective, you could potentially discover an entirely new passion through volunteering.
Absolutely. And so one of the first things that we think is probably one of the scariest things is just taking that first step. And I believe it was Don Shula, who was a former coach of the Miami Dolphins, said that the start is what stops most people. Yeah, the start is what stops most people. Mm-hmm. So again, you might be considering volunteering. You might not even know what volunteer experiences you're looking for or that you might be interested in. So when it comes to taking that first step, you know, it's kind of just push yourself a little bit more and just dip beyond your comfort zone and just do it, you know, as Nike says.
Yeah.
And Lion's Heart and other organizations are always available out there to help you, support you as you're making these decisions. Even if you're not sure what causes, you know, you're most passionate about, sometimes it's just, again, taking that leap and taking that first chance at connecting with opportunities in your community. And you might be able to find things that you really connect with and you can really make a difference in the life of others.
Yeah, which is where, I mean, here at Lionheart, since I'm in charge of finding volunteer opportunities with Sherry, we always try and find you guys a wide range of things to do so that we guys can explore different avenues, you know, whether it's going to a homeless shelter, food bank, going to help out veterans or even elderly or some type of maybe Special Olympics opportunity. We try and get you guys a wide variety of things so you get that different experience and all wide ranges of volunteering. It's not just a one-track mind. We want you guys to go out and have, you know, great experiences doing different things and really find your own passions as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you who are in a group, it might be a little bit helpful to have, you know, friends who are with you or peers who are kind of like-minded. You have similar goals so you can work together and take that leap together. So that's one of the great things, too, about having that group experience.
Yeah. You know, one of the things people always say about volunteers, I'm afraid to go alone. So, you know, whether you guys go by yourself, whether it's going to do something on your own, you can say, hey, you know, maybe I'm not comfortable doing it, especially for our younger members or just younger teens volunteering, trying to get out there. You can volunteer with friends or with family. So, I mean, or Lionheart group if you're part of Lionheart. So you guys start volunteering, you know, it doesn't seem as uncomfortable the first time around. You get to know everybody there and you get your feet wet a little bit going into a new opportunity and a new environment with, you know, a smile on your face rather than going there and, you know, shaking in your boots because you're scared.
Yeah.
You get to go in there and say, hey, you know what? I'm here with my friends or my family. I can do this. We're going to have a great time. And if you can't get out, you know, look into virtual volunteering as well. We do post some of those things on the calendar for you guys also to get your feet wet a little bit so you're not maybe going in person. It's not as scary the first time.
Yeah.
You guys need to do things from home or at a different outside location where you're in control and you can really set the tone for your experience as well.
That's a great point, Dom, too. And if it's an organization that you're unfamiliar with or if you're really apprehensive but it's an opportunity that you're really interested in, go ahead and reach out to the organization or you can even reach out to us here at Lionheart and we can make that introduction for you and help you along the way. Because even sometimes just having that first like introduction, whether it's over an email or by phone, you know, can really help you, you know, kind of put yourself at ease for when you're getting ready for that first meeting or that first activity.
Yep. And it may seem scary, but always remember they're always thankful for volunteers and for you to come and volunteer your time and offer your services.
Absolutely.
So don't forget that part as well.
Yeah. So probably the second thing that we understand that might be a little bit scary is, you know, stranger danger, meeting new people, making new connections. And so again, you know, making introductions, maybe when you're not used to that, you know, you're putting yourself out there and trying something new can be a little scary, particularly if you might be heading out there by yourself. So again, just taking a deep breath, you know, recognizing that you're there for a special purpose, a purpose that you feel that you connected with and that you're ready to take action with, and that those who are there at that volunteer opportunity are there for the same reasons you are. You know, you're all there to make a difference and to make a positive impact. So, you know, going in there, you know, with a smile on your face, you know, that go-getter attitude, guaranteed you'll have a wonderful time. Even if it's just a small thing that you guys are working on that day, even the smallest act of change can make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, whether, you know, you're going out and meeting the volunteer coordinator or people, you know, you're serving in the community when for the volunteer opportunity, just going out, making those connections, it really helps as well for you to relate to that cause as well. So you're not just going saying, oh, you know, I'm going to go pick up trash in this park. Maybe there's people in the community that are very appreciative of that park and they're going to come out and say, hey, I'm so glad that you're coming out to help us clean our park because it just gets messy over the weekends. People come out, do things with their families, and they don't clean up. And they just want to make sure that their community is looking nice so that way you can help out as well.
Definitely. And then a third thing that we understand that might be a little bit scary is, you know, taking on a new responsibility, particularly if it's your first time volunteering. You know, say you signed up to, you know, be in charge of a particular activity, whether it's gathering supplies or, you know, like Dom said, you know, you're in charge of leading the group and picking up trash at the park or, you know, planting flowers. Taking on that new responsibility can be a little daunting, particularly if it's your first time. So again, just taking that deep breath and knowing that, again, everyone's there for the same reasons. You know, you've already taken that first step, and that's probably one of the hardest things is just first showing up, and that's already, you've already 50% of the way there.
Right.
So again, just remembering why you're there and that everyone is super grateful to have you there and just always putting your best foot forward. And it's okay to make a mistake. You know, you show up, you know, you're ready to go and, you know, maybe you have mismatched socks on or something. I don't know. It's totally fine to, you know, just be yourself, go in there with your best foot forward and you'll make it through.
Yeah. And again, for, you know, people that are in Lionheart, you know, team volunteers. Maybe you don't have a job, so you don't feel qualified for a position at volunteering at wherever you're at.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's okay. If you don't feel qualified, that's totally fine. Be prepared to answer any questions and qualify before you start. Usually people do go through a process at certain sites or nonprofits. So they're very open to any volunteer from any walk of life or any experience level. But we want you to consider what skills you do have to offer them. So don't just say, oh, I don't know how to do this, I can't do that. Say, I can do this, I can do that. And then don't be afraid to ask any questions, because I'm sure 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, yeah, we can teach you how to do this. Or, hey, we're going to help you along until you get this and you can do it on your own. So, you know, don't worry about that. It's totally fine. Just get in there, do what you can do, and they'll probably guide you the rest of the way. I want you to choose a volunteer program that will teach you something new. So something, you know, that's out of your comfort level, something that can help you achieve your own personal goals maybe you have set for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's, I don't know, let's say maybe you want to learn Spanish. So you go volunteer at a community center or somewhere that people primarily speak Spanish. That's totally fine. You can learn there as well and make yourself better and help out the organization as well, making them better as well through your volunteering and your service.
So. Absolutely. And all in all, it's okay to embrace being scared and, you know, when trying something new. Mm-hmm. But with Lionheart and our staff here and all of our amazing class coordinators and chapter presidents who are there to support you along the way, you know, that's what we're here for, is to help you achieve your goals and make sure that you're, you know, connecting with those things that, you know, you're really excited to do. So never hesitate to reach out to us or to your class coordinator if you need any assistance.
That's what we're here for. Not just providing you guys with an awesome experience for volunteering, but also to help you guys along as well.
For sure.
Yeah. And there's also stuff in your guys' toolkits also for any members.
Absolutely.
So there's all this information in there that will help you guys along the way as well. And then just a quick reminder before we probably cut it off soon. Take the time to research any issues or causes that you guys feel are important to you. So whether that's, you know, some type of health, whether it's maybe volunteering for the Cancer Society or the Lung Association or something else like that, Special Olympics, anything, find something that's important to you and you feel strongly and passionately about. And if you don't have one of those things, that's why we want you to go out and explore. So don't overcommit too many organizations or volunteer opportunities as well. That's another thing people always kind of make a mistake of, and that can make it even more scary. Mm-hmm. So they want to jump in and say, oh, I want to do 3 different things. You know, this weekend I want to go out and help do a beach cleanup. I want to go work at the food bank. And then I want to go to you know, play piano or sing at a retirement home. That's a lot of activities outside of the things you're already doing, whether it's school, sports, other extracurricular activities. We want you guys to really manage your time well and don't overcommit to too many volunteer opportunities, because at the same time you have other things going on. And, you know, like Emma said earlier, we want to make sure you guys are bringing your heart, your sense of humor as well when you guys go out to a volunteer opportunity, because what's more fun than volunteering? Remember, it's not supposed to be scary. It's supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's a fun experience. You're helping somebody else, and you're also helping yourself along the way also. So just do that. Go be yourself. Have a good time. And that's all we care about, is you guys heading out there having a meaningful experience in the community.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, have a safe and happy Halloween. And thanks for catching up on the spookiest things about volunteering.
Dun, dun, dun. Yep. And don't hesitate to reach out to us, guys, if you have any questions or if you have a great topic for a podcast, if you have a great volunteer mm-hmm. story. Maybe you want to talk about some of the things that, you know, kind of scare you as a volunteer or any other tips that you might have for other members. Feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Lionheart Service. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Yep. And don't forget to always think of others before yourself.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So your jeans are ripped, there's souls needing to be mended. It's not hard to help the less fortunate, even though you're still a kid. And straighten your spine with your lion's heart, you can change people's minds.